USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, U.S. senators are looking into fraud and exploitation linked to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham opening a hearing and noting that senior citizens are especially vulnerable.
Trying to play on people's fears. Unfortunately, when you try to do some good in the country, people take advantage of it.
Associate Deputy Attorney General William Hughes testified that fraudsters have been trying to exploit the pandemic ever since the start of the crisis. The private funeral service for George Floyd is underway in Houston. It concludes days of memorials for the man whose death sparked protests around the nation and across the globe. Floyd will be buried next to his mother later today, the woman he cried out for in the viral video of his death. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 27 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Summer 2020 will be a lot less eventful in Chicago because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Lori Lightfoot speaking after the city canceled all of its major summer festivals from Lollapalooza to the Taste of Chicago and the Chicago Jazz Festival.
Realistically, we are not going to be in a position to have those kinds of large gatherings for some time. And it's heartbreaking.
There's an investigation now into reports of voting problems in Georgia's largely minority counties during the state's primary balloting yesterday. Residents complained of hours-long waits, issues with new voting machines, and a shortage of available ballots. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger saying the problems in some counties were unacceptable, and his office will investigate how the regions can get things right before November's election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An interesting new revelation comes to light in the case of George Floyd and the cop who's accused of killing him. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
Most Republican U.S. senators making it clear they're not in favor of defunding police departments. A resolution introduced yesterday calls for justice for George Floyd, but argues against defunding law enforcement. AMC theaters might be reopening soon after all, the company announcing that they do hope to be fully open worldwide by next month. The theater chain has been shuttered because of COVID-19, resulting in an over $2 billion loss in the year's first quarter. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.